You've got to get yourself satisfied.
The gentleman in question is an accomplished singer, songwriter, and musician. That's one of his songs playing now.
My name is Marty Klein, and I am a blind veteran. Lived in Tallahassee for 10 years. I love coming to Tallahassee every year. I come for about a month.
Marty Klein's period of military service was a life-changing experience in more ways than one.
I was in the service from 67 through 70. It was during the Vietnam era. I was fortunate enough to not go to Vietnam, but I ended up losing my sight from a disease I incurred while serving.
Klein's personal situation, combined with the growing plight of subsequent generations of vets, led him to his present mission in life.
Most of my life these days has been focused on this movie, Why Can't We Serve, that I raised the money for, produced, directed, and wrote the script for. My attempt with the movie is to try to help reduce the number of veteran suicides taking place in our country right now. It's a staggering, ongoing tragedy, and my movie is my best attempt to try to make a difference.
Klein insists the film has more than a single message.
You know, it basically shows the challenges of war and the results and what we can do as a society to make a difference. But it also ends with incredible inspiration when we get to realize the amazing capacity of people who have disabilities and all their talents and diversity. And I think that's a real important part of the movie. Of course, we're trying to make a difference for veterans, for the disabled soldiers. But in the process, we're also trying to change the culture around how people are seen with disabilities in our society.
In addition to creating a much stronger and more positive link between military vets and the community at large.
Thank you for your service as a nice beginning, but the next statement would be, how about we have a cup of coffee and get to know each other? Because that's where people get uncomfortable. And the movie is trying to encourage people to get past the comfort place into a place of real connection.
Klein actually debuted the film in Tallahassee last year.
We showed it at the Unity East Side, the full movie. A lot of people said that it was painful, powerful, and inspiring. We've gone on to show it in a number of different places in New York and St. Petersburg, Florida, actually. I feel more proud today than I did when I first showed it because I wasn't sure. You know, when you make a movie, you don't know how people are going to respond to it. But the responses have been really beautiful. And I think the more people who see the movie, the more chance we have of actually getting the military to make a policy change here that could actually help.
And now Klein is bringing the movie back for another Capital City screening.
The movie, Why Can't We Serve, is going to be playing at the Tallahassee Film Society on March 13th. That's a Wednesday, 7 p.m. And it's free for veterans. So I want to make that point because the more veterans that get to see this movie, the more power there is behind it. But we would like everybody to come out to see it because we believe it's an important movie and needs to be seen.
Before next week's showing at the All Saints Cinema, Klein says there will be a preliminary event this Thursday evening.
On March 7th at the church on Mahan and Capitol Circle, the United Methodist Church, at 6 o'clock we have an hour and a half of open discussion about the movie and the movement. So if anybody would like to come ahead of time, everybody's welcome to that as well.
And it will be a perfect opportunity for Tallahasseans to welcome Marty Klein home and thank him for his service on multiple levels. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.